This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's the final day of the state FFA convention, and we'll continue to catch up with local chapters throughout the end of the week. Springfield has been flooded with Blue Jackets all week long, and some of those belong to the Carlinville FFA. Today we'll hear from the group, and first up is Chapter President Adam Emery. Adam, how are things going?
Oh, pretty good. We're off to a good start of the summer. Our plot's growing really good. We have a good stand of beans, and we're going to get that sprayed this week. And then also, here today, we're recognizing Aiden Groves, who's getting his American degree in his crop records and swine production.
That's pretty exciting to have a fellow member from your chapter receive that, isn't it?
Yeah, we're very proud of him. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, any plans going into the school year that you want to mention right now? I'm going to be talking with a couple of your other classmates about those, but what are you looking forward to serving as president this year?
We're going to do some more restoration projects, and we've got all kinds of FFA stuff in store. Yeah.
Meeting lots of new FFA members here at State Convention?
Yeah, meeting a lot of different chapters and new people, new friends.
All right. Well, thanks, Adam. We're going to move on now to talking with Jonathan Stillwell. Jonathan, you are also an officer for the Carlinville chapter.
I'm serving as the treasurer this year. We got just a couple big things going on this summer. This weekend, we got the tractor show. It's the Land of Lincoln Expo tractor show. There's going to be a tractor drive included with that going from the Coupon County Fairgrounds on Saturday to Girard. And then along with that, later in the summer, the alumni is going to have another tractor drive where we're going to go from town out to McClintock's for lunch.
Well, sounds good. Are you guys helping out with anything else at the tractor show this weekend, cooking food or anything?
We're scheduled to cook food. We're scheduled to help park. We're scheduled to help with about anything.
Well, sounds great. So lots of volunteers going to be helping with that from the chapter?
Oh, yes.
All right, well, thanks, Jonathan. We look forward to catching up with you later on this school year. And now we're going to visit with Jay Rosentrader. Jay, we talked the other day, but it's great to see you again. How are things going for you here at State Convention?
Pretty good. We're having a blast meeting new people, making new friends, whatnot.
Well, sounds good. This was always one of my favorite things to do as an FFA member. I understand that you're going to be traveling this summer for FFA.
Yes, Jonathan Stillwell and I will be headed to Washington, D.C. for the Washington Leadership Conference, where we'll develop our leadership qualities and get to see some stuff.
What grade are you in this year, and will this be kind of your first big traveling experience with FFA?
I am going to be a junior, and this is the first out-of-state traveling experience I've had, well, other than National Convention. However, I've also attended leadership camp along with a few other things.
Adam Emery, Jonathan Stillwell, and Jay Rosentrader of the Carlinville FFA. And we'll be back with more after these messages. The 2017 to 2018 Illinois State FFA officer team was elected this morning at convention. We did have one local member in the running, Jason Weller of Northwestern High School. Jason served as the Section 15 president this past school year. Unfortunately, he was not elected to the state team, but congrats to him on a successful year representing Section 15 nonetheless. The new state officer team will include the following FFA members: President Joseph Burritier of the Waterloo chapter, Vice President Rob Jansen of the Abingdon chapter, Reporter Ryan Reverts of the Byron chapter, Secretary Dalton Painter of the Shiloh chapter, and Treasurer Chase Clausen of the Sycamore FFA. Well, switching now to some national ag news, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told lawmakers this week he may be the lone political appointment at the Department of Ag until September or later. Currently, 15 executive posts at USDA are vacant and await White House nomination. Perdue told the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee the names of nominees for six positions, including that of Deputy Secretary, have been sent to the White House, but he's fearful none of them will be ready for Senate confirmation before the summer recess. Perdue blamed the slowness on the FBI and the White House Ethics Office. When asked about decisions being delayed due to lack of personnel in decision-making positions, Purdue said not many decisions are piling up, but he's tired of working 22 hours per day. Purdue himself waited nearly 100 days after being nominated before receiving Senate confirmation. Well, trade officials from New Zealand will meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and other U.S. trade officials. The New Zealand government says the nation's trade minister, Todd McClay, will make New Zealand's first official ministerial visit to Washington under the Trump administration this week and will be pressing to advance the U.S.-New Zealand trade relationship. The U.S. is the biggest market for beef and wine from New Zealand and the nation's second largest dairy market. McClay called the U.S. a vitally important trading partner for New Zealand, worth more than $16 billion in two-way trade. McClay says he'll be highlighting the strength of our bilateral relationship, the importance of continued New Zealand-U.S. cooperation and leadership on trade in the Asia-Pacific, and cooperation in the World Trade Organization against barriers to trade. Well, that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.